I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in a hot bitch. Beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Fire Captain Dave reporting for duty.
What did you do? You put a fire out yesterday?
No, here.
You put a fire out here?
No, I did not put it out. But I
You reported a fire.
I got in this morning. I'm the only one in the building, right?
Yeah.
Doing my business, making my coffee. Boop, boop, boop. Whoop, 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 whoop.
The fire alarm went off?
It is... You guys, you've heard it. We have it muffled in here because we're obviously could be on the air when it goes off. But in the hallways, it's the loudest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is the building on fire? It's just me.
Yeah.
What do I do? So I call Al to see like who's supposed to be in here this morning so I can call someone. And Sherry, the engineer, I had to call her, unfortunately. Like 4:15 or so.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Fire Captain Dave delegates.
Delegating fire captain. That's what they do.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazingly, she was supposed to be in early today, so she was actually up. So I didn't wake her up, thank goodness. But so then I had to silence it and then wait for the fire department to arrive.
Oh, so they show up every time that thing goes off?
It said there was smoke reported in the reception area, so they had to come check it out.
Was there?
There wasn't. Smoke? No.
No.
Because I'm there. Jerry's like, I'm like doing what I learned in school. I'm checking the door to make sure it's
glass,
not hot.
Though, right? Isn't it glass?
But it can still be hot.
No,
it
you would see the fire on the other side if it was
the flame. Hey, better safe than sorry, right?
Oh my goodness!
I didn't
oh
want
my
no,
good!
No backdraft
no comment,
situation,
Lisa. Right?
Backdraft, Andy. You seen that? Scary.
A long time ago. Yeah. That movie doesn't really stick with me.
The door could have exploded and fired
James
across the whole lunchroom. He could have been injured with glass in his face and burns.
That's when fire's on the other side of it. It's glass window.
That's true.
You can like look and see that there's no fire.
Anyways.
Maybe the fire was around the corner.
Yeah, you never. That's what I'm thinking. You never know where it is. Anyway, it was fine. So I pushed in. I'm investigating. There's some rooms in there that are locked that I don't have a key to. So I was feeling those too. I'm like, and then there was no smoke.
Yeah,
everything seems to be fine. So yeah, they came through. They checked out the building. There was no fire. And then they left. And then it went off again like 10 minutes after they left.
Weird. So it must be broken.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, what a shock.
So it could go off.
It could go off all morning
during the show today.
It went off again and almost killed Jason.
Yeah, it scared the hell out of our in-house Jew.
Oh, man.
He's a little too jumpy for a fire alarm.
Yeah.
Except I didn't move. I just sat here and was going to let it take me down.
Yeah,
I
get that's it.
I get it. And Al came down and was like, yeah, Dave said it's been going off. I'm like, oh, well, you know, I didn't even
care. Isn't that crazy? That's like an instant, because I'm like, should I do anything? Or just, because I got work to do. I got to get stuff ready for the show.
Well, it's inconvenient when a fire alarm
goes off. Yeah, it is.
But especially when it's a false alarm.
I will say that probably only one time in my life has a fire alarm gone off in a building where I was like, oh, there's a legit
fire.
And in that moment, like a fireman like kicked the door in.
Hmm.
So
I just remembered one thing.
What?
Oh.
What happened?
Uh-oh.
The firefighters walk in, right? There's like 8 of them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, wait, I do smell smoke now. It was from their suits. Some guy's like, are you smelling it? I'm like, yeah, it's probably just your suits.
I smell smoke, guys.
Wait a second.
We got a real problem. We got a big problem.
They must think you're a big dork.
Yeah. Like, hold on. There's a glass door here. I'm going to check to see if fire's on the other side of it. I'll touch the handle. Boys, you're good.
Dave was like their damsel in distress.
Yeah, really. I'm surprised one didn't carry Dave out. Yeah.
We got one survivor, boys.
Yeah.
Hold on tight, Mr. Hunter.
Yeah. Oh, lordy, lordy. Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. I didn't grab my shoes or nothing, Jesus.
It would have been a scene pulling up and seeing Dave being carried
out. On a stretcher with oxygen?
No, but listen, could you even imagine Dave having to deal with a real fire? Like if Dave walked around the corner and flames were there?
Any kind of emergency.
And it's Dave? I would have called it all the whores. Oh, my God.
The firemen show up and he's just screaming obscenities at it.
What's amazing is that it's all on tape. So all of Dave's investigating of the fire is on tape. Please, Jerry. Please, Jerry.
It's not dramatic. It was just a gentle touch.
I feel like he's sneaking up. Like,
I'm not sneaking. I can't wait to see it.
At first, like, part of me thought, is this like an intruder? Like, is this a, I wasn't sure if it was like a...
Yeah, like a burglar alarm.
Burglar alarm or something, because that made more sense to me. Literally, just after I walk in, and there was a car I'd never seen before pull in behind me.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, there's more cars here today than I've seen.
I think
someone took my spot.
One of the other stations is doing an event this morning.
Yeah, there's an early event this morning. So when I got in, and meanwhile, Dave calls me at home to let me know what's going on, because Dave's our first line of defense. Mm-hmm. And then so he calls me, and I said, call Sherry, and I took my time getting in. That's how I dealt with it.
Yeah.
Just let Dave deal with it. But then I got here, and there was radio station vans and another truck sitting here, and it was all headlights at me. I couldn't see what the vehicles looked like. I was like, oh, my God, something really did happen. I thought it was firefighters or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So good thing Dave was here.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Well, I mean, I was trying to do good. I don't know.
No, it's good. You did good.
Someone said you did exactly what you shouldn't do. If there had been a real fire, no one would have evacuated. I was the only person in the building.
Yeah, he's the only one who had to evacuate.
There were some weirdos here from other events.
Not weirdos.
Other
weirdos.
Fellow employees.
Also known as our promotions team.
I have no idea who they are. Yeah. I'm just saying. I call everybody weirdos. So weirdos because they're not like supposed
they're
to be.
They're weird to you.
Here every morning.
You don't
morning.
Know who they are.
Yeah, they're weirdos because they're not here every morning.
Good morning, fellow weirdos.
It's weird that you're here, so you're a weirdo.
Exactly. I don't mean to be offensive. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Fellow employees.
Strangers that we don't know are here.
Hello, weirdos.
Hello, weirdos. So, I don't know them.
Someone said firemen carrying Dave over their shoulders and his hands or feet are still touching the ground.
Yeah.
Come on. I was fine. I wouldn't need to be carried anywhere. I just was... had to. I said to Sherry, I'm like, I guess I got to wait for them. I don't want them to like... bust a door down or something because no one's around, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So I just had to wait in the front little vestibule. And
so did they turn the alarm off?
I did. I know how to silence it now. If you ever need any fire tips, Dave's your guy.
It's never good. It's never good to learn something because then they're going to call you. Like, and you're like, Dave has to go
Dave,
do it.
I know how to silence that bitch. I know where the main panel is.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know how to shut it down.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Impressive.
That's
you know how to
great.
Restart the internet?
No.
No.
No, not that.
But I wish Sherry wasn't so busy because I would want her to get that video, but I'm not. We won't ask her because she has so
nothing,
many
nothing
other
to see. I gently touched a door just to make sure it wasn't hot.
Classic.
And then
is there the interaction with the firefighters?
Oh, there's interaction with the firefighters for sure, yeah. And then I
see the moment where he tells them he smells smoke.
Look.
And they're like,
my clothes?
Oh, yeah. It's probably just those suits, I guess, yeah. Anyways, you need any more help, fellas?
Yeah, no, they're like, get out of here.
Yeah, and they didn't. So I just went back to my desk, had my coffee.
Yeah.
And I said, Jerry, if it's a real fire, please come get me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come get me.
But that's what I was saying is that, so in the real fire, the time it was a real fire, I just was reacting like everyone else apparently in this hotel that it was nothing. And then a firefighter came and kicked the door in or whatever they had. No, it was a precarious moment.
You were effing.
Well, I don't know what I was doing Dave.
Oh, okay.
Is that the story I know? I don't know.
You know, it just I wasn't.
What was I'm missing it. What? What?
There was stuff going on.
That's nice.
Hotel, and then the firefighters barged in, and it was like, hello, boys.
How are you guys?
I think you've told the story.
Yeah,
before.
No, I don't know. I've never heard the story.
He was banging a girl, like, and there was the building caught fire.
Well, it's like, of course, it's Chuck Luck.
It is total
right?
Chuck Luck.
Total Chuck Luck.
It's like, I'm actually getting laid. Gotta go. Gotta go outside.
Universe.
Yeah, so yes, that is what took place. But the thing is, you hear the fire alarm in places all the time, and no, it's never a fire. It's never a fire.
No, 99.9%.
This time at Cedar Point, it was a fire.
It was a fire.
It was a fire.
Yep, and you were
outside, basically, almost with no clothes on.
Cedar Point, is that where it was?
Cedar Point.
I'm sorry, I missed, because Sherry texted me and said she's on that video.
So. Oh, whatever.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yes,
nothing to see here.
That's why I mistapped that conversation, because I was distracted by that. But.
Yeah, no.
I can't handle that much action in the morning. I just probably would have went home.
There's a fire.
I've just been like, that's all right. I'm gone.
I was never here.
Yeah, no, I figured I had a responsibility to take care of the building. Didn't want it to burn down on my watch.
Yeah.
So that's it. That was my exciting morning.
Glad there was no fire.
Yes, no, luckily but we did not.
Yeah, I do hate that, though. You never know if it's a real emergency.
Look, never.
Not.
It almost never is.
What if it ever, I guess you'll smell smoke or something. You'll have this is mother indication.
I've smelled smoke in this building before, but it's usually somebody's just making breakfast or something.
Yeah, they burn.
I feel like I should ask for like a master key now, though. I mean, there was parts of the buildings I couldn't access, and what if there had a
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you are the only person here at that
basically
time.
Basically like the superintendent. Key.
Yeah,
you're the superintendent.
What?
You're on the morning show here. Now you're a superintendent. You got to walk around with keys.
He's got a little
dangling
punch
keys.
Clock.
He's got to go.
You don't want to be a key holder.
He wants another job. This guy wants another job.
I'm just saying, like, I couldn't let these guys into places to check it out because the doors were locked. What if the fire had been on the other side?
There is an emergency master key here.
Oh,
is
there?
Yeah. See, Andy knows.
Oh, well, I'll have to find that out then.
Well, we'll meet you halfway, Dave. Get you a mag light and a baton twirl.
A mag light.
There we go. He like bashes someone on another station's head in.
You got to wear a uniform.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Superintendent Dave. He's got to have a badge.
Superintendent Dave.
I'm Superintendent Dave, firefighters. How can I help you here?
I got the master key, bitch.
We have an alarm, as you can see, that I have silenced already on this master panel. And I will lead you toward where the smoke could be. Pussy, stop here. Real men follow.
I got that train conductor hat. We'll have
there
to get
go.
Him, you know.
I was doing my Beasley best.
Yeah,
you were doing
I can't wait for the write-up in the magazine.
Yeah, maybe you'll make it. Yeah, the hero of the... Maybe they should
in fact,
have that.
They don't know about it. I'm going to make sure they know.
I'm going to make sure they know what
they Employee
did.
Of the Month nominee right here.
Yes.
Let's get in that space.
Oh, my
that
God.
That space is worse Dave's than the one space. I normally Dave's park in.
Well, too bad. You got to park in it.
You have to park in it.
If you win, you got to park in it.
I also love the fact that you would be gone as everyone else shows up and everybody would be like... They gave this spot to Dave.
Yeah, you can't. No, none of us can have that spot.
No, none of us can.
No, but yeah, you should get something. You should get an article written up. Wow. They're looking for
content. I can't wait. I'm going to make stuff up.
If I tell Amber tonight, I should at least get laid. That's what I'm saying.
Is she able to please you sexually at this point?
I'm not going to say yes or no yet.
Okay, so you did.
Yes.
So she's feeling better.
Well, that's good.
She's not great, but she's better.
I'm not going to say yes or no. Yes.
I mean...
Dave's not. You knew Dave wasn't gonna wait.
Well, it's been a month. It's been
maybe
over
a record
month.
Even for him, though.
It's been over a month.
Yeah, he probably did it 3 weeks ago.
All right. Mm-hmm. Anyways, you guys, we've said it before. We're all too dumb for roundabouts.
Can't handle a roundabout.
Yeah, people can't.
We're too dumb for roundabouts.
People can't.
They installed a new one in Fort Myers, and it's just chaos. It's pure chaos.
Florida roundabouts.
Yeah, it's trouble. It's trouble. Here's the story.
What do
on
I do?
Oh, no, it's one of those roundabouts.
I can't get out.
That's scary.
NBC2 has the details.
If you cut through Gateway Boulevard, you probably have noticed this roundabout
get
project.
Get away from
completed.
The side of the road,
the
lady.
Problem now is drivers say they are confusing this sign to a stop sign.
You look, and if there's nobody in
there
the circle,
you go.
Step on the accelerator.
The concept
You floor it! Floor it!
The roundabout seems to be a problem.
I've seen a few
roundabout expert.
Yield sign as a stop sign.
At the intersection of Gateway Boulevard and Commerce Lakes Drive, You'll notice a yield sign, pavement markings, pedestrian lights, but no stop signs.
Personally, I think it's really a no-brainer.
I would imagine you better learn your driver's ed book.
The roundabout replaced a four-way stop after
officials reported
50 crashes in less than 2 years.
We're trying to improve safety and moving vehicles from point A to point B as quick as possible.
Oh, geez.
In a safe manner, though.
While it's designed to help the flow of traffic for folks who take this as a shortcut, people I spoke with say that hasn't been the case.
It's going to be a headache for a few years.
So the roundabout will take some years. County officials want to remind you to pay attention to the signs.
If you're in the roundabout, it's a piece of cake. Just keep going.
In the county, Brianna Fernandez.
Floor it!
Her tips are incredible.
Yeah. Hit the accelerator.
Oh, God.
And go.
Roundabout tip giver.
Throw caution to the wind.
Why would you put a roundabout in this community?
Well, they're just trying to keep traffic moving, but
I love a roundabout, but I don't think these people can handle it.
It was a real bad intersection. 68 car crashes.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Because
it's going to go up now.
Yeah, it will. They won't be, they probably won't be as deadly as like the head-on T-bone style.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know my
it'll be fender benders.
Feeling on roundabouts. I think they're great, but yeah, those people floor it, lady, and
a bunch of old people going through roundabout sounds like a bloodbath.
It really does. Someone says, I actually cleared for this roundabout, and the whole time I was working on it, I thought, oh, this is going to be a problem, because that's like a retirement village. That
Oh, my God, a retirement village? Yeah. Are you trying to just get rid of everyone?
They shouldn't call it like a roundabout. It's like more like a grinder or like a blender, old person blender.
That's crazy.
Yeah, this is going to be some disasters. I lost all my friends to that roundabout. Every one of them died on the way to Bob Evans the other day. Did you hear? Yeah, I heard about the roundabout accident.
Yeah. Those two buses hit each other.
I know, it was crazy. Like
full speed.
All my friends were on there.
There'll be memorials everywhere.
Oh, my God. Just be filled just with
yeah, just flowers and crosses.
Oh,
Judith and Hank. You know, all of them.
Right.
I'll never forget Hank.
He's hard to forget.
He was my best friend.
You're not going through the roundabout, are you?
Don't. No, I'm not. I can't. I stay away from there.
I drive half an hour out of the way.
It's the only way. It's the only reason I'm alive.
Imagine, like, there's, like, a guy, he puts on, like, an old fedora, and then he shakes everyone's hand because he's got to go. He's got to go somewhere, and he's going to have to hit the roundabout.
And he's, like, says his goodbyes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to head to that side of town. You know, there's a roundabout over there, so good luck. I just want to make sure I say my goodbyes.
Want to let you know you've been a great guy.
It's been
nice having you around.
Thanks for meeting me here before I go through the roundabout. And,
it'd be a beautiful moment.
I'm hoping you make it, bud.
I'm scared every time.
Remember Dolores' tips.
I know.
If there's no one in the circle, punch that accelerator.
I know, that's how she dies. That's how she died.
I know. She didn't see all those people in the circle.
I know, I know. It was just terrible. But I'm thankful that you got to meet me here and everything. I'm sad that I got to go to the Hobby Lobby. And it's
you're taking a real risk.
There's no way around that roundabout, so I just wanted to say my goodbyes.
You're as good as dead.
I am. Here's my will.
Someone says, wait until snowboard season and all the new people show up down here.
Yes.
It's going to be brand new to them, too. They'll never get out.
Because it's off season down there right now.
Oh, man, it's no good. It's no good.
Chuck, your dad was afraid of the roundabout, right?
No, he wasn't afraid. He just did everything you should not do.
He was fearless, but he did it.
He had no concern about anyone else in the circle. It was his circle.
That's right.
So
he was like
flying.
That chick they interviewed. Yeah. Just hit the accelerator.
Well, he didn't slow down. Like, there were cars going around it. He didn't slow down at all. He was just like, I'm going. Like, didn't even realize you needed to.
Didn't pause even.
Yeah. Didn't pause. Went through at full speed.
Oh, my God.
Everyone in Massachusetts is like, what are you guys talking about? They don't call them.
Oh, what do they call them there?
They call them either they call them rotaries.
Oh, okay, so it's
rotaries.
A rotary.
Yep.
Oh, weird. Rotary?
But in Michigan and Florida, they're called roundabouts. But in Massachusetts, they're rotaries. Someone said, are you guys like in Australia?
I think in the UK, they call them roundabouts, too.
I think.
a rotary. A rotary? You guys are the weird ones.
Yeah, it's like a phone.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's in Boston, funny. They're rotaries. Everywhere else, they're roundabouts. All right, on to celebrity dirt now. And I'm not sure if she said this when she did it, but...
It's Britney, bitch.
Britney Spears is under investigation for apparently slapping one of her housekeepers during an argument.
When did this happen?
This happened, I believe, yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Took a week, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
1 week later.
It's an alleged battery of one of her longtime housekeepers during an argument over Britney's dogs. Now, Britney says the housekeeper is making it up and the case will go nowhere. Deputies were alerted to the incident at Britney's house. According to law enforcement sources, the housekeeper told cops she had taken one of Britney's dogs to the vet. She said there were some issues with it. The housekeeper claims Britney confronted her when she got back from the vet.
It's Britney, bitch.
They argued about the dog's wellness, and then Britney allegedly slapped the housekeeper's phone out of her hand. The housekeeper called deputies to the house, but then went to a sheriff's station to file a report. Deputies attempted to get in touch with Britney to get her side of the story, but she wouldn't speak with them. That's not unusual. Most lawyers would advise them not to speak. So it's that's not out of the ordinary. Now, a source connected to Britney denies there was any physical altercation and claims the sheriff's department has already told her this isn't going to go anywhere.
Okay.
An official from the sheriff's department will only say that they are still investigating and they will submit the file to the district attorney's office, which will decide whether to file a misdemeanor battery charge against her or not.
She has a new conservator.
Right. Not yet.
Not yet.
No.
Oh,
but the dad has said
he's
willing to step down,
yeah.
Right?
I don't think the housekeeper is making it up because she's a long time, you know, been with her for a long time. So.
Yeah. Remember it was Britney that had the report of those dogs were just allowed to like poop and pee wherever they wanted all over her house.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was disgusting. There was poop everywhere.
Who knows? The housekeeper, by the way, apparently was hired by her dad.
Oh. So, well, that kind of makes it a bit iffy.
Yeah.
Who knows what's
going on?
Who knows
the story, but...
I just hope it doesn't stop her from posting all those topless pics on Instagram.
Yeah, I doubt it will.
Yeah, she's been doing that a lot lately.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
It is pretty
topless?
Bitch.
She posts the same pictures over and over again, right?
Yeah.
Isn't she just like
honestly, I think she takes like... 18 of the same pictures and just post them on different days.
Yeah.
They all look really similar.
Yeah, but there was one that she posted where she actually had to put like little flowers over her her nips.
Her nippy nips.
Yeah.
Oh, there's something. Yeah, there.
Yeah, there's a couple in this section here. You may want to... No, it's not the one I was thinking of.
Her posts have been really wild. Lately, you know, what she says, the things that she's saying.
Yeah, why is she?
I think that she's going to make the news a lot coming up.
See?
So she took like a bunch of pictures on one day, but it's like her just holding her boobs, which is, that's fine.
Yeah.
Do you think she might be like, because of the release of conservatorship, like doing drugs again or something?
Or off of her medication.
Off of her forced meds.
Yep. She can't sleep sometimes, you know, it's like,
because that's a crazy picture.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
Like, you know.
She's not well. We all know that.
No, she's not.
You know,
But you hope somebody, is her boyfriend taking these pics for her?
I don't know what her boyfriend's doing.
Is that Gary Ola? I see.
Probably. It's probably her boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean, you don't argue with her.
They all look almost identical. Like, why do you put four pictures up that all look?
It's just
different filters on each one.
Is that it? Oh, geez.
Yeah, that's crazy. What's nuts about it is if she's doing that, she could have an OnlyFans and then charge people for that.
Yeah. Right. She can make a killing.
Like, I've seen less on OnlyFans that people pay for. I've seen less.
Why does it disturb me?
Well, because she's not.
I should be like,
that's why.
Yeah, that's a great hot shot.
Yeah, no, I don't have the same.
Because there's a moral.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
I have the same thing. Well, because, like, look at the shot of just her face. Yeah, like the shot of just her face. I'm like, it doesn't look like someone who's got everything.
No, but we know.
You know,
yeah.
Well, thanks. Now I feel bad for ogling Britney Spears topless photos on Instagram.
It's a guy thing. You're all right.
Yeah.
It's just when I did it first, and then when I thought more about it, I'm like, oh God.
Yeah.
She's not in her right mind.
And I saw the one post, and I was like, ooh, baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby.
Yeah.
Oops. I did.
No, no, again. No, no, no.
I played with myself.
It's James, bitch.
You know what's it's wild because I think probably even the age difference, like I'm trying to think of. So, James, how old were you when Britney was like on the scene?
I was a senior.
That's your
senior
like
in
your,
high school.
Yeah, like the prime time.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, when she's doing the flips in with the schoolgirl skirt.
She has jerking years.
Yeah. So Britney, that's going to affect you in ways.
She will always have a special place in my spank bank.
Beautiful, James.
Yeah.
I think this is probably, maybe not common, but it's definitely happened where a comedian gets attacked by someone in the crowd because, you know, they tend to, like, make fun of the people there, right? Happened again. This is in the UK. A female heckler tried to land a punch on a comedian during a gig. I guess he had been making fun of her at length.
Okay.
During his set, and she had had enough. First, she threw something at him. And then she gets up and tries to hit him.
Oh.
And this is how it played out here. Oh, you missed the right at the beginning. She throws something at him. There you go.
Oh, a drink, yeah.
Kick that bitch out. Did you start to spill us there? Kick that bitch out.
So he asked for her to be removed.
Come on, eyebrows, off you go.
Come on, eyebrows, off you go. And she swings and he dodges it.
She is not agile.
No, she's probably wasted, right? She's wasted.
Yeah.
Hey,
I know.
By the way, did you see my Matrix reaction?
I guess the guy used to be a boxer.
Okay.
Oh, well, yeah.
Like, where's Ricky Gervais?
Yeah. Not every British comedian is going to be Ricky Gervais.
I know.
You're going to be disappointed.
No.
That would be funny to go there and go to every club and say that.
That's her heckle. They think she's heckling. She's
just keep going to these clubs. Where's Ricky Gervais going to be
here? Anyone seen Ricky Gervais? Is he not headlining?
This is a UK comedy club. Where's Ricky Gervais?
He's the most funny person, funniest person here in the country. Where is he?
Where's Ricky Gervais? Shut up!
That'd confuse him.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Honestly, I don't understand when people go to a comedy show. Well, A, they go to a comedy show and then they've made the choice to go there. And then they get upset with what the person says. You know, and then getting in a heckle battle with a person whose job it is to be funny is such a bad idea.
Right,
they will just
hecklers,
make you feel like an absolute idiot.
You're just giving them more to work with.
Yeah.
I don't understand the mindset of a heckler.
No.
Go check it out for yourself if you want to see it. It's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. This is why you'll be jealous about Jeff Bezos.
Okay. I am already. I mean, he's Jeff Bezos.
I mean, look where you came from.
Rocket.
Look at you now.
Yeah.
He's eating unlimited soft serve ice cream in his home now.
See, I knew this, son.
Billionaire space cowboy Jeffrey Bezos is now on, has a new soft serve ice cream machine in his home. It's actually, it looks like a tiny ice cream truck. It's called the CV Teeny.
My own truck?
Your own, like, little tiny ice cream truck. I wonder if they have pictures.
Nothing screams you have a problem like having an ice cream truck parked in your yard.
What kind of problem?
It's like, hello, I like ice cream a lot.
Oh, well, yeah.
Ice cream truck.
And you can't.
Well, hold on. Let me see. See the teeny. That's what it is. It's ice cream.
He doesn't look like he eats a lot of ice cream. He's very
thin. He doesn't. He's very slim and trim. Screw him. Oh, there it is. That's it right there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. they've operated.
That's all I need right there.
They've operated an ice cream truck in LA for 7 years. He loves it and asked to get one in his house because he has more money than God. He got it. It offers chocolate, vanilla, and twist nozzles. All he can eat.
Mm. You know, I wonder if he has to, like, I wonder if he, because he can get anything he wants, right? Like, he's got so much money, he can just get anything that he wants. I wonder if he wrestles with, oh, I shouldn't get that because that would be.
No.
If you had a soft serve ice cream machine in your own house, wouldn't you be out of control?
Yeah, the only thing that would stop me is that I guess if I had his money, I'd just make sure someone comes in every day and changes it and cleans it.
Of course, he's got a team of probably.
Do you see how clean that looks?
Yeah, it's so clean.
There's probably someone devoted just to the ice cream machine.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have a bad, it would be bad. I just know what I did on the cruise. I know what I did on the one cruise I went on.
Right, and that was only for a week.
So. And I'm talking I'd probably at least had four ice cream cones a day.
You got dirty with it.
Every time I walked by it.
Well, if you ever get a machine, I'll be your cream boy.
Oh my God. You're already his cream boy. Jesus.
I love the idea of having my own cream boy.
Come in and make sure the soft serve ice cream machine is nice and
clean. How's my ice cream machine, cream boy?
Spotless is coming together.
Oh my God. You do a great job.
May I just do another twist cone?
Okay, yes, please.
All right. Let me go get the waffle cone.
You know how I like it served.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Nice and melty and sloppy.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Dripping.
Okay, cream boy. Okay. Talk to you later.
Yep. All right, see you guys later.
Yep.
It's the end.
That's
of cream
my cream boy.
Wow.
I don't know. It's like, so I guess this ice cream truck exists and he has a miniature version of just the machine that's painted like a truck now.
Look at how good that looks.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's Jeffrey Bezos. Like,
yeah, he loved their ice cream. He went to it a couple times
really cool,
and then
actually.
had one built just for his house. Cuz he can have whatever he wants.
There's like people that are against soft serve. I love soft serve ice cream.
Against it?
Well, like I think some people like
that are against soft serve ice cream.
There are. They're hard ice cream people.
I don't ever.
They're hard ice cream people.
I said before, and I know it's controversial. I'll take soft over hard when it comes to ice cream.
You need to be flexible in your ice cream choices.
I don't mind, but I don't mind it. But if I'm at a place that has both, I generally go.
Yeah, you gravitate towards that. That's fine.
Because to me, that's bad. Freshly made. Sometimes hard ice cream, it's been sitting in that tub for a while. And
I hear you.
I see. Yeah. And they mix in other flavors with it. And you say it's all funky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soft serve rarely disappoints.
I like the idea of a group of moms that are against soft serve.
Right.
Of mass. Mothers against soft serve.
Like there are people out there.
You're ruining our children's diets. They're rotting their teeth out. They're getting obese. It's all because of soft serve.
No, I think what it is so say you're a person who's like, you decide you're going to only have a treat every once in a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
like me.
You're not going to let your treat be soft serve ice cream.
No, it's
you're
going
to have to go and, okay.
Yeah, it's a Sunday. She already knows what you're going for.
Yeah, she knows what
you're going for. It's a Sunday.
Chocolate fudge Sunday.
Right. Yeah. So, but that's what I mean. But I think some people are like, well, I'm going to go to a place that has the scooped ice cream.
McDonald's has their sundae. Is that soft?
That's soft.
Soft.
Yep.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
It has the best of both worlds.
I know.
Yeah.
I love
that. Delicious
sundaes.
Hot fudge and a soft serve ice cream base.
Yep.
Wow. Acts for extra hot fudge for 30 cents extra.
Yep.
Man.
Delicious.
Go ahead and put some caramel on that too.
Someone said, can you imagine the machine working and clunking, making noise all night long as it cools down the ice cream? That thing won't be in his house very long.
Do you know where he lives?
His house is probably the size of a football field. Yeah. He won't hear that.
Like you think he lives in a tiny little house?
47 rooms away.
Yeah.
It's not like he's living in a tiny apartment.
Don't get it. Yeah, like don't get it twisted. Jeff Bezos isn't walking up to that machine, putting a cone underneath it and doing it. He's saying to someone, I would like a twist cone.
Right.
And they run 32 rooms away.
Yes.
Make it and run back to him.
Right.
Yeah, he'll never hear a single sound of that.
That's his life.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We'll start with this.
Yes, we will.
Right there, Charlie.
Yeah.
White trash alert.
It's hard enough to keep your story straight when you're working with like two different relationships. Even harder when you're all under the same roof and doing meth.
Yeah, that'll crank things up, right?
Yep.
Because a man was just shot by his wife's boyfriend in Alabama. The boyfriend had been secretly living in the same house with him.
How did he do that?
Well, I guess just every time I saw him, he told me he was just one of my meth hallucinations or something.
I'm not really here.
God, this meth. This meth has really got me.
Let's find out how this all played out as we get the story and all the details from Fox 10 in Alabama. Here's their report.
Frank and Tracy Reeves live at this house on Skidmore Road in Creola. Neighbors say they keep to themselves and things are normally quiet until Sunday night when shots rang out.
Just because all the weather stuff was going on, I just assumed that it was a big thunder because it sounded so loud and so close.
Deputies say Frank Reeves got into a gun battle inside the home with the man he thought was an intruder. But investigators say that man, Michael Amaker, is Tracy Reeves' boyfriend. According to deputies, Tracy was letting Amaker live inside the home for more than a year.
What?
And her husband never had a clue.
What?
But Sunday night, that secret began to unravel.
My wife and I have lived here for 13 years. Never, ever saw anything go on like this.
Investigators say both men shot each other. Frank was hit in the chest. Amaker shot in the leg and elbow. Both taken to the hospital. A neighbor seeing the aftermath.
And we saw him bring out the suspect and also the man that was shot, the other man that was shot. And they both seemed to be okay. They weren't saying much. In fact, the suspect did not say a word. He looked like he was way out of it.
Mobile County Sheriff's Captain Paul Burke says Amaker and Tracy Reeves were high on methamphetamines, calling this one of the most bizarre cases he's ever seen.
It was just a very odd scene to have to work. It's something that we really I haven't seen that particular type case in 30 plus years. So.
Neighbors still wishing Frank a speedy recovery.
I just pray that Mr. Frank is all right. I know he went to the hospital. I hope he recovers well. And I just hope, all the situation that's happened, that it's resolved.
I hate that it happened to Frank because he's just not the kind of person to be a troublemaker. And I hope he's okay. I haven't heard anything yet.
Amaker has been charged with attempted murder, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of a firearm with an altered serial number. Deputies say Amaker apparently limited his trips to the bathroom to stay hidden because they found bottles in his room full of urine. Reporting live, Lacey Beasley, Fox 10 News.
Okay, but he had a room. It's not a tiny home by any means, but it's no mansion, right?
No.
Like it's maybe like a three-bedroom home.
It looks like a ranch.
Unless there's like a room in the attic or how does a man who's sleeping with your wife hide in your house
for a year,
not a week or a month, a year, and you not know about it?
Has a room.
Yeah. Like, listen, even if, so say there was someone living in my attic right now, there's been a couple things that have happened where I've managed to, like, I've had to look up in my attic, just out of pure random chance,
Right, I've had
looked,
to get something.
I've looked up in there. There's nothing in there. I have no reason to go in there. But like I lifted up the thing in my closet and like I was looking. I had to check some. I can't even remember what it was.
Right.
But I've been up there like twice.
So even if you have a spare bedroom.
If you have a spare bedroom, you're going to see the spare bedroom from time to time.
Sure.
Yeah. And question why the door's always closed or I don't.
Is
it's
the basement?
Crazy.
A room in the basement?
Maybe it is.
Even the basement. I mean, I don't get it.
How do you hide in a house for
unless
a year?
It's like
As the guy of the house, you generally are in every room at some point doing something.
Right.
Exactly.
It's a nicer house than I would have assumed three meth heads would live in.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's totally a nicer house than I have. Yep. Well, you got three meth heads in there.
Meth heads can make it work. You know?
Violent meth heads with serial numbers scratched off their guns.
Yep.
So he just limited his trips to the bathroom?
Right.
That's how he...
So he must, obviously, the husband works, right? So they'd be doing their business when the husband wasn't home. But when the husband's in the house, he can't just walk down and go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So he'd have to pee or maybe even poop in containers.
At the same time, just the drugs? That's why they...
I guess.
Not aware of your surroundings as much?
Maybe.
But at the same time, you know, there are people, like, obviously, they're, you know, cheating on whoever... I think it'd be hard as the guy who then goes up into the attic to know, like, right below, they're sleeping together.
Yeah. This guy didn't care. I don't know. Maybe you know, he's just using her to...
It might have been just a drug thing.
He might have been homeless or something.
The story claims that the husband had no idea he'd been living in the house for a year.
No.
That was the first encounter he had with him.
Yeah.
And shot. He thought it was an intruder. That's why he shot him.
Yeah.
He had no... idea there was a relationship between him and his wife, and all the neighbors love Frank, the husband.
The neighbors didn't see this other guy coming and going,
or maybe he never went outside.
He showed up one day and never left. I guess, why would you leave?
Yeah, you got
free house,
sweet ass tail.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, I wonder what they look like, these
people. Yeah, I mean, we saw.
Tracy Reeves, Alabama. I wonder how.
Yeah, they're on Facebook.
You know.
You know it.
So no kids. They don't have kids. Because the kids would obviously see, there's a strange man in the house.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, there she is. Yeah. I got her.
Okay.
Yeah, that's.
How old is she?
Okay, so she scored. The guy who was arrested...
Yeah,
is way out of her league. I don't know how. Maybe the meth. Maybe he was doing it for the meth.
Like that guy that we saw.
Maybe he was like meth F boy.
Because he's using her.
Yeah. Wait a second.
I mean, they got a nice house and everything.
Yeah, so there's money.
Yeah, so he's like her sugar baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is her.
Oh, my goodness.
She's an older lady, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So Mr. Frank, that's why they love old man Frank. Because Frank has got to be an older guy. And she is banging this drugged out dude, just supplying him with meth, probably, allegedly.
Damn.
Food.
There's no pictures of Frank on her Facebook?
No, this was actually a news story because she's been arrested now, too.
Oh, okay.
So she looks methy.
She does.
Yeah.
She does. I don't know what her husband looks like, but...
I don't know what Frank looks like.
But do we know, did Frank, was he also on meth?
He was on drugs, too.
Yeah, he was, huh?
Yeah, they're apparently all doing meth. But wow, that's not what I expected. When you saw that guy, I thought she'd be a younger...
So they're older. They have probably, if their kids are grown or out of the house. I don't know if they even have kids.
If they had have kids, they're probably in their 20s in a way.
Yeah, I'm trying Mom to and dad her. Just having a weird time in that house. Yeah.
I just hope my parents don't start doing meth.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
That's what
don't
I
you hope.
Hope.
Don't
I
you
hope.
Hope.
It's always strange to me when there's like, because there are people that are like seemingly living normal lives and dabble in meth.
Yeah.
There's either like full-blown meth heads that look the way they do in the pictures that we see. Or
Let's see if this gives us more of an insight into this woman here, because this talks about her arrest. Let's see.
Thank you. Also breaking at 5. Mobile County Sheriff's deputies say the wife of the man shot by her lover inside that Crayola house is in jail, but not for what you might think. Tracy Reeves was booked earlier this afternoon after showing up to be interviewed about that bizarre shooting. Investigators say Reeves was under the influence when she arrived at the sheriff's office. After she consented to a search, deputies found a gram of meth in her car. Reeves was charged with possession.
She brought meth to the police station.
Michael Amaker shot her husband, Frank Reeves, according to investigators. Both men were wounded. Amaker, who deputies say was living secretly in the house, is charged with attempted murder as well as other charges.
So I found her Facebook page.
Okay. Is Frank on there?
I'm just going to bring I have it up on my phone. I'm going to bring it up here so you guys can see it. She can do herself up. She kind of reminds me of like a Paula Deen.
Right.
So I got that like Paula Deen vibe from her when you see her pictures, how she does herself
up. Right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Like racist?
Yeah, I got the whole racist vibe.
Yeah.
Complete racist.
Like, yeah, that guy, he's young, right?
There she is here. That's her.
Okay, well, she got grandkids or kids.
Thinking like a Paula Deen-ish.
Yeah. From her.
Look at that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh,
hair.
My goodness. Those are some
not a
false
single
teeth.
Picture of Frank so far in all of her pictures.
Oh, she's nasty, guys.
Yeah, she's like a grandma.
But you'd never expect she'd be on meth.
She's
would
a
you?
Grandma.
You'd never
no, she's
expect
a grandma.
She'd be a meth head.
She's a grandma.
Not a single picture of Frank anywhere on her social media.
You know, I think pictures.
It's a video.
There's a video of her.
Oh, no.
Oh, with someone. Oh, no, with someone. They were watching something at an Alabama bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still swoon. No Frank. Is that Frank?
Oh, maybe that's Frank. Oh, poor Frank.
So
poor.
He is. He's like a normal looking dude.
Yeah.
Poor
sweet Frank, whose wife has a.
He ain't no troublemaker.
Has a sugar daddy in the house where I guess.
Poor sweet Frank. He is a methamphetamine addict.
Yeah, he also loves himself
some
meth.
Sweet little meth named Frank.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Those poor grandkids.
Yeah, that's crazy. Granny's a meth head. And Granny's boyfriend was living in the house and shot Granda.
She graduated in 87.
Well, how long did it take her?
Yeah, that's all. It's just pictures of her grandkids and her, and there's not. If I mean, unless that was one picture of her husband, there's nothing. There's her kids. That must be their kids and wife.
Well, if she graduated in 87, she's not as old as you think.
No, exactly.
And she looks
really old. I mean, she does have grandkids still, but
yeah,
that's not a surprise.
You said 87. She was born.
No,
she was graduated.
Oh, graduated. Yeah.
87. That's,
yeah.
And then she went to.
No.
She went to the university. Can you imagine if she'd been born in 87? That'd be.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Anyways, this grand meth mama, she's feeling blessed every day. It says on her.
Yeah.
It's her heading under her Facebook page.
What is she? So she's in her early 50s. Right?
I guess.
Yeah.
That's what you'd be.
She looks old.
Yeah, no.
No, she looks like she's in her late 60s for sure.
Yep.
And especially that mugshot of her that they had in that news story. That was, look.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah, the meth's beginning to really take some
meth. That's
it. Maybe meth is something new. Maybe he got her into meth, that guy that's been living in the house for a year.
Yeah.
What a crazy twisted tale. Living
really
in the same
is.
House secretly for a year.
I feel so bad for that husband, but.
Yeah, Frank's probably pretty trusting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or busy with his meth.
I guess so. Yeah. I guess he's busy with his meth.
Hopefully Frank makes it through.
Frank won't care. He's doing meth.
Frank got shot in the chest and the meth just like counteracted any bullet.
Oh, yeah. He didn't feel it.
She's 52. Someone looked it up.
Yeah.
52 years old.
Wow.
That's nutso. Anyway, if you want to see the story, you can go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. We posted a link to it there, but it's...
You want to try and look better.
You do.
At 52.
You do. You shouldn't be like current day Paula Deen at 52, right?
Yeah, no. Current day Paula Deen.
Your hairstyle doesn't help matters.
Well, it's not great, Lise.
Yeah, to me, that's...
What are you doing?
Meth head Paula Deen.
What are
What are you doing?
She has hair. People from 87.
Yes.
It's Alabama.
It's 87. It's high school hair.
That's what Alabama hair. That's what Alabama does.
A lot of times people have their high school haircut for the rest of their life.
They really do.
They really, really do. And she does.
Alabama just got that haircut.
Yeah. Totally.
It's huge.
That's big in Alabama.
You know what I want. I want that cool new haircut.
That's one of the craziest stories we've heard in a while.
Yes.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Someone said that they were doing it, though. My friend's boyfriend lived in her basement and would hide out there for stretches of time, but then would occasionally have to stay at a hotel here and there, but he was living secretly in the basement.
This has happened before? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm sure this happens.
It's just, you know that... Like, Frank was armed to the tits, you know what I mean? Like, Frank...
Yeah.
Intruder!
Like, Frank shot this guy twice.
But so the other guy was armed to the tits, too, living there.
I know.
Poor sweet Frank will saw a serial number off a gun.
Well, hold on.
That was the other guy.
That was the other guy. Poor sweet Frank.
Okay.
You don't speak poorly.
I'm sorry, Frank. Yeah.
Frank is no troublemaker. You left your serial numbers on your gun, and you're just starting meth.
Yes.
I apologize for demeaning
poor
your character.
Poor sweet Frank.
Sweet Frank.
We're on Team Frank, for sure.
Team Frank. Yeah, better than Team Whore.
Yeah.
And Team Meth Liver.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a crazy situation. But luckily no one died.
Do we know... Like, Frank is good?
Yeah, everyone's okay. going to be fine.
All right.
There was no life-threatening injury.
Okay, Frank's good. Okay?
Frank's, he got shot right in the chest.
Poor sweet Frank is going to be fine.
So relieved.
I'm going to send him a balloonogram or something. Poor sweet
Methogram.
He'd love that.
Yeah, he really would.
Pick him right up. Okay, zoos offer people the chance to learn and gawk at wild animals secured in a cage. But now, they're flipping this up. There's a reverse zoo that has opened in South Africa where the animals can gawk at you while you're secured in a cage.
Wait a second. So I talked to some... Where is this?
South Africa.
So I talked to a South African man.
Yes.
He says, get in the cage.
Yes.
And then they take me in a truck and just dump me into the savannah. And yes. I am...
That's okay.
This lion sanctuary called GG Conservation in South Africa offers a package where people can go into a plexiglass cage at the center of a lair with 77 lions.
Okay.
Three people can fit in the cage at once. You're in there for 45 minutes at a time.
The sanctuary. Lion's just like, how do we eat these people?
I know.
That's it.
No way. That gives me anxiety just looking at that thing.
That's not cool for the lions, actually. That's like having like a bunch of cheeseburgers or whatever in a cage and let me look at them.
Oh, my God. I'd be so upset.
Those lions are like, this sucks.
The sanctuary claims the cage, Andy, is good for the lions, too, because it offers them enrichment in the form of mental and physical stimulation. That's what they're claiming. The lions jump on top of the cage, so it's regularly inspected by an engineer to make sure it can hold their weight, because they can be up to 570 pounds each.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hope one of those things don't fail.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But don't you know that one will?
It's actually not, like, because you think something like this would be, like, they'd price it through the roof, because it's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of experience. It's $130 to $200, depending on the amount of people. The profits go toward the lion sanctuary. There's a video of it and pictures at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. There's a video here.
How crazy uncomfortable hot is it in those things?
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be, well, there's just tiny little holes there, right? So you can breathe, but still. I think there's like, it's open and it's just bars on the other side. And this idiot's putting his hand, try to get close there to get a picture.
Is there like a person nearby? How do you... you've got to get out of that thing?
Yeah, like, is there an alarm you can press?
And how do you just get them out? Okay, can you get off here so I can go? And
I guess
how do you
race over there with a truck, maybe, and honk the horn.
Right, how do they... Look, now they're surrounded by
people. Look at the lion is people. He wants
He can
to
smell them,
there.
Right? Look, he's putting his nose right up to the hole. He's like, there's people in there.
I wonder how... I wonder... Yeah.
He's like, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably the female that's... in charge.
Yeah, I think they are in charge.
The guys are just so like, high. They want to get in that cage. I'd love to eat this big woman for you.
They're trying.
Oh, they're trying everything. One night they'll figure it out and just pretend nothing happened until they put people in their food trap the next day.
Yeah.
It would be so cool if lions weren't murderous.
Oh, lions are awesome.
Look at them. They're just like cats.
Yep. That we encountered.
Billie Jean Green does that. Yeah. Where you take her face and like.
No, like we had the that lion cub come into the radio station one time, and that was just the coolest thing.
Yeah, I've never.
Oh, what happened there? They closed it off.
Because this guy stood up to take a picture, and the lion was like, "No, bitch."
It's like it saw him finally.
Yeah.
Wow, that's exactly what a cat will do, too.
Yeah. A weird way to end
it. Yeah, like, I just made a video of Billie Jean Green doing the same thing.
Except the lion's claws are like a 6-inch blade.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no thanks. Mm-mm. A hard pass on the reverse zoo.
Mm-mm.
But if you want to see what it looks like, again, it's on the website. You can go check it out, DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's something. We've talked about situations like this involving police officers, and you know this guy will never live this down. We'll tell you what happened in a moment, but we want to know from you on the Dave and Chuck lines for a few minutes here. What happened at your work that you'll never live down? They will never let you live down.
Getting caught in a desk.
Yep, that's one. Leaving the bathroom door unlocked.
That's another one. Yep. That's you, Charlie.
Yep, absolutely.
What happened to your work that you will never live down? Because a cop got carjacked and robbed.
Mm. How do you get carjacked?
A Florida Highway Patrol officer got carjacked and robbed.
Man, that guy must have been scary.
Yeah.
Because I'm armed. I'm a cop.
Right.
I don't know how you live that down. Really, as a police officer, you think the guys at work will just make your life hell now. Oh, take your car home.
Yeah.
Got your wallet. What happened at your work that you'll never live down? 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Or text us at 46969. That's 46969. An armed man. So the trooper was off duty at the time.
Oh, okay.
But still, you'd think... You're a cop. You're a Florida Highway Patrol officer. You have your wits about you.
Yeah.
This armed man stole this off-duty trooper's car. What happened was the trooper was stopped at a red light. He was rear-ended. When he got out of his car to check for damage, Morris Elliott Moore pointed a gun at him, told him to take off his watch, hand over his cell phone, hand over his wallet, and give him the keys to the 2021 Chevy Camaro he was driving.
Okay, so it wasn't a cop car then?
No, it wasn't a cop car.
Okay.
No, he stole his car.
All right.
Inside the suspect's car was a woman. She hopped in the driver's seat to follow the stolen car.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, you drive this car.
Yep.
I'll jump into that one. It was actually... solved with the help of OnStar.
Oh, okay.
OnStar was able to figure out where the carjacker was heading, notified law enforcement agencies, one of which was the air unit with the Marion County Sheriff's Office. See a little bit of that right here. That's there.
Yeah, they're being followed and don't even know it.
Authorities attempted to pull the guy over. That led to a chase that continued into Orange County. OnStar was able to disable the car at some point. And then the dude took off on foot before trying to swim through a nearby pond.
Oh, you'd be so upset. Like, please don't smash my Camaro.
Okay, it looks like it just
I got off the interstate at West Colonial Drive.
With the help of canines, they found the carjacker hiding under a dock.
It looks like there's...
According to the police department, this guy who did the carjacking, he's on probation right now for armed burglary. He was arrested again for armed carjacking, armed robbery, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. The woman who followed him for a while, she has not been found yet. They don't really know where she is. They're still looking for anyone who may have witnessed anything to give them
a call. And they're stopping.
So that's when OnStar disabled the car.
Why do the tires look like they light up?
Well, because they're so hot. It's a thermal camera.
And he's out.
10:54, they got a subject taken off on foot. Eastbound.
You're not going to get away, dude.
They picked weird music for this.
Yeah, yeah, they did.
It should be more thriller type, like a beat. Action movie music.
Yeah.
Everyone, no big deal. It looks like he's still just hugging the bushes here. He's crawling on the ground.
What's he doing? He's just... Then he goes into the pond. Again, Florida pond.
He's crawling into the water.
Bad idea.
Looks like it's near like a dock.
Imagine you saw like the shape of an alligator.
Oh my God.
He is hiding his head under the front left pillar. He's still in the water. It looks like they've made contact. We're just waiting on them to get him out.
And they get him.
Yeah.
So still, even though he's off duty, I still think as a cop who's been carjacked and robbed, you're not going to live that one down. So what happened to you at work that you'll never live down? First one I see here, this is awkward. My wife asked me to send her a naughty selfie while I was at work.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran into the bathroom. Same like here, one person bathroom.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Forgot to lock the door.
Oh, my God, boner.
The boss walked in as I was fluffing myself.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hey!
That would have been something to
walk
in.
Oh, my God. Thank God Chuck wasn't doing that when I walked in on him.
Something else, huh?
Thank God he wasn't fluffing himself up.
That would have taken some time to get over.
No, no. You definitely weren't fluffed. Let's go to Gil in Boston. Hi, Gil. How you doing,
Gil?
How's it going?
Hello. I'm okay. How are you guys?
We're doing okay. We're talking about the moment at work that you'll never live down.
I'll never, ever. It's the guy asked me how long it had been. I said 10 years. It's probably been about 15 or 20. I used to work in a small town that had a Chinese restaurant with a terrible reputation for giving people diarrhea. And I had a cold, and we ordered from them. And I coughed so hard that poop came flying out of my shorts.
Oh, my God.
It was horrible. Onto the floor. And, of course, I had to leave the job. But the next day I came in, and they had, like, a police line taped off.
Oh, of course they did.
Police line.
Of course.
I love your coworkers.
Yeah.
What a way to react.
That was the scene of the crime.
We should have done that.
They still contact me on Facebook about it, saying at least I didn't poop my pants.
You coughed so hard you shot a turd out your shorts?
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't solid enough to be called a turd.
Okay. Moist. I was going to say, I wondered how it made its way through, but that explains it.
Oh, boy.
It was just diarrhea, and it was just like a three-month-old eating canned peaches or something.
Okay. Oh, all right. Goodness. No more shady Chinese restaurants, all right, Gil?
No.
No, I try to stay away. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Thanks. Have a good day, man. Ooh. That's wrong. Yeah. I love how they put the caution for the crime scene.
It's nice, that's great. Put the chalk outline around it.
Outline. When someone pooped in our office, we should have done the same thing.
You know what? We would have been there all day because
it was a trail. It was a trail from the office down the hall to the bathroom.
We just talk about it like all the time.
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah. Well, that person deserves to be talked about.
For the rest of days.
That's unfortunate. That's what I'm saying. You'll never live it down.
Oh, my
right?
gosh.
Something like that happens at work. And by the way, I don't want just all poop stories here.
No, so I poop myself
at work. We know all you do.
Yes, yes.
just what's the other kind of horrible thing that happened at work that you'll never live down. Someone said I was unloading a semi-trailer, went to jump out, but my boot caught the trailer. Fell right to the ground from like 6 feet and bounced like Humpty Dumpty because I'm a big dude.
Oh, jeez.
And it was in front of the whole shop. 7 years later, Humpty Dumpty still gets brought up.
Yep.
Have a big fall?
Yeah.
Work for a food distributor. We were taking old displays to the dump. I hooked up the wrong trailer, though. Took a full load of great, brand new stuff to the dump. 3 years later, they still give me crap about it.
At least you're still working there. I don't know how you're still working there, but you threw away all the good stuff.
So we're talking about this Florida Highway Patrol officer who was carjacked and robbed. And even though he was off duty at the time, still something a cop will probably never live down. What about you? What happened at work that you'll never live down? Sky's in Lansing. Hi, Sky.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Doing okay, thanks. What happened?
We're talking about stuff we can't live down at work, man. This was probably 2 or 3 years ago. I worked construction. Mm-hmm. They had a temporary door made out of plywood.
A kick in the crap. Can't say that
Swearing about it. And yep. My coworker casually walks by and says, hey, man, all you got to do is pull, not push.
Yeah.
And I never felt so stupid in my life.
Yeah.
About it all the time.
Yeah. 45 minutes of stupidity.
Yeah.
He did it for.
Oh, wow.
Only
wow.
45 minutes. Didn't think just to try the other way.
I mean, at some point, you try the other way.
You do.
Yeah.
I know. No matter how angry.
Yeah. At some point.
Well,
yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Brent, what happened at work that you'll never live down? That's the question.
I had a trailer I was hooking up to the truck, and somebody had previously used the truck and switched the ball around on me, so I had the wrong size ball on the tongue of the trailer. I went to load a lawnmower onto the trailer, and the tongue popped up, went right through the back of my boss's brand-new truck.
Ooh, dude.
Yeah.
You're lucky you keep your job at that point, I guess, right?
Yeah, thank God we're friends, and I'm still here today. I'm actually just pulling up as we're talking right
now. All
right,
well, yeah. Tell him we said hi. Yeah. Thanks for calling in, dude. Yeah, I guess as long as you keep your job, they can make fun of you. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, because even though I got
you deserve it, yeah. Like, you know, like if everything's all good, it's harder to make fun of someone when they lose their livelihood over something.
Yes,
you know,
correct.
It is.
It loses its funny when they're fired. Got my hair caught in the shredder at work.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Jesus.
You're lucky to be alive, are you not?
I mean, eventually, I don't think it's going to suck your whole head in.
No. No, but it probably. What a moment, though, right?
What a moment.
My God.
People had to help, and then they had to take the shredder apart to get my hair out.
That's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Had my pants fall down right in front of my boss. Stage one, right in her face. So terrible, they called me Baby D.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know how that would go.
Oh, my God.
That's not good.
Poor little fella.
Oh, man.
Baby D.
That's just a nightmare.
Oh, belts, people. Belts.
Yeah.
Help.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right in her, so she must have been seated.
Oh, man. That's terrible.
God.
It's terrible. It's a nightmare right there.
Let's go to Jesse. Hi, Jesse. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What happened at work that you will never live down?
So someone had one of those exercise balls that people use to sit on instead of a chair, kind of a new agey sort of thing.
Yeah, we've seen it.
I was trying to lay down. I was being an idiot and trying to balance on it and like lay down flat, and I ended up pitching the wrong way and getting shot off of it backwards. Knocked over a table, broke a 3D printer, and my wrist.
Oh, my God.
Damn, God. A 3D printer?
Yeah.
Well, that's not cheap.
No.
And your ribs? How many ribs did you break?
I broke my wrist. I had to go home.
Oh, wrist.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said ribs.
Snap.
Snap. That is no good. Oh, dude. I'll just be in a little prankster at the office.
Yeah. A couple laughs.
Karen's in Southwest Florida. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
So what happened at work that someone will never live down?
Okay, so I was working in the emergency department back in upstate New York, and
we had an older gentleman come in with a plastic banana stuck in his rectum. And so myself and another provider had to extract the banana. So I actually pulled the banana out, but she was the one that held his butt open to get the banana out. And forever after that, they called her Banana Becky. And I never,
Banana Becky.
Banana Becky, can we get you?
I'm just trying to save someone's Banana Becky to Code Blue.
I know. It was so bad. And the EMTs were coming in and they were giving her like bananas and feed of bananas.
Oh, that's terrible.
Wow. 10 years later, he still gets called Banana Becky. And all she did was hold his butt open.
That's it. No, but still,
unfortunately, she was in the wrong place at the wrong time that day.
Now, can I ask you, was it one of those like bananas that old people have on the counter, like the fake hard ones, or what are we talking?
Yeah, it was a plastic banana, yeah. And we didn't even ask them how it got in there. We're just like, okay, bro, we got you.
Yeah, yeah, he was a horny old man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we know. I don't know.
Just put a safety line on it or something.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Put a hook.
Impressive. It was an impressive
x-ray. Yeah. Wow, he said quite a bit in there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Garrett, thank you so much. Shout out to Banana Becky.
What sucks about that is it's got nothing really to do with you. It's just some guy.
His cheeks open.
I'm like, he's the one.
Get the banana.
He's the one. Someone had to hold his cheeks.
You can't say no. Someone had to do it. It had to be her.
Banana Becky.
I don't want to hold anyone's cheeks open while they're trying to get stuff out of
poor. That's not what you expected that day at work.
No.
They pull an old plastic banana out of an old man's ass.
But think about it, okay? There's two people. So, like, there's one chick holding the cheeks, right?
Yeah.
But then the other one's inside.
Right. Pulling out the
why
banana.
Are you? Why aren't you something?
You're Banana Brad, then, for God's
sake. You
know,
like, who are you? It's like, I just held some cheeks open and I got a nickname forever.
Yeah.
Poor Becky.
Mm-hmm. This one said, I was working as a laborer doing asbestos work. So we'd have to strip down to our underwear and wear Tyvek suits. Well, the company used these cheap see-through ones. And when I was working, my penis ended up hanging out of my boxers. And I didn't realize it until everyone was laughing and pointing at me.
God.
See, right, that's an X-rated outfit.
Yeah.
Wow. Go back to the phones here. Edward. Hi, Edward.
Hey. You guys still talking about the
we are, yes.
Work incident?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So I was on vacation, came back only 3 days. I get a phone call from my manager saying, hey, you got to go to the parts department right away. And some guy took the forklift, ran straight through the doors. 8-foot-wide doors.
Yep, never gonna live that down. Never gonna. That is tough day.
Forklift incidents are crazy.
They are.
I've been involved in some.
Uh-oh.
I've seen one that fell off like a platform, and they're heavy, so like the dude's bones broke from the vibration of the heaviness of the forklift.
Wow.
Jesus.
Yeah, so they don't. No, they're like, they can lift. They have to be super heavy so that they can lift like
crazy stuff,
like up high.
Nick's with us next. Good morning, Nick in Boston. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Moment at work. You'll never live down.
Yeah. So my buddy and I, we work in IT, and we had to investigate all the stuff on people's computers that they're not supposed to have. Mm. And one of our shop guys happened to be a bear and had a whole bunch of pictures of himself that he was posting on online and stuff. And
oh my God.
We'll never live it down.
Yeah. I'm sure. No. You can't unsee what you saw, I'm sure.
You know, the thing is, though, is that one of those things that you guys talk about
and he doesn't
amongst
know.
Yourselves, but you can never go to the bear and be like, hey, man, I saw those.
Okay, it all depends on the relationship, right?
Well, like, if it's my job to be like, I got to find out what you're doing, and what you're doing is posting bear content, like, as long as that's my job. But if I'm snooping around, I can't
It sounds like it was there in IT, he said. So that was their job. But still, I guess it still depends. It was one of their coworkers. So if he was in IT with them, you know, like if that happened here and, you know, James found your bear photos on a computer,
chances are we'd be able
you
to have
think
some.
So?
I don't think so.
I don't think we would be.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Okay, we all I know is
I would take
weird.
Those bear photos and put them right in my phone.
They're already on your phone.
We joke, but it's like in all seriousness.
Yeah,
exactly.
I guess it'd be like, actually, like, right. Like
if I had a gay OnlyFans.
If he was
someone found it and sent us
if
or
he
whatever,
had one.
We,
yeah.
Oh my
I guess
goodness.
Maybe you're right. It would be different if it, okay, yeah.
Or just his
I
private photos.
Although, just who were going to say just his private? So it was like,
no.
Oh.
Then we would, it would be just awkward at
yeah,
that
you're
point.
Right. We couldn't talk to Chuck about his bear, gay bear stuff. We couldn't.
No.
Even if it was just gay for pay, it'd still be weird.
Yeah. Totally weird. Imagine the shots I'd take.
Well, you shouldn't have them on your work computer.
Right.
Work computer. Well, that's, I mean, come on, gay bear. What are you doing with that
I
on
know,
your work
so
computer?
Dumb.
Yeah.
Holy hell.
I don't know, though. Like, I look at IT, and I'm not sure they're always just the most, you know...
Like normal?
Yeah. Like, I feel like there's some IT guys that are doing more snooping than you realize on people's computers.
Well, yeah.
You know?
I think they all do it, really, but.
Oh.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I feel like. I feel like they do. If you're doing very personal stuff on your work computer, someone's seeing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just know that. That's why you shouldn't.
No, don't do that.
A few more quick calls here and texts. We're talking about the horrible thing that happened at work that you'll never live down after a Florida Highway Patrol trooper was carjacked and robbed. Let's get to Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Moment that happened at work you'll never live down.
So I used to work at a day camp as a counselor, and I was also a lifeguard. And we were playing fireball with the kids, like where you run around and throw dodgeballs. And what happened was one of these kids ran in front of me, but I was going full speed. So I jumped off the wall to try and dodge the kid, and I landed back on my ankle and broke the bottom of my tibia.
Ooh,
oh, yeah. Whoa. I then had to do my own first aid because I was the only one who was qualified because I was the lifeguard, and then put myself in a cast, drove myself because we were off base to the on base, then got my coworkers to drive me to the hospital, and then I only was off for about a week. And when I came back, all the kids started following me around with hockey sticks because I was on crutches. They were imitating me on crutches.
Oh my god, yeah.
And then every safety video they had a photo of me on doing my own first aid, and they were also like, you're not allowed to jump off walls guys, like this is a new rule.
They make rules because of you,
it's bad.
Yeah.
You've done something wrong. I know all about that. Alex in Boston. Hi, Alex.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. We're talking about a moment at work you'll never live down.
Yep, I took a job in Boston for gutters.
Yep.
And I was afraid of heights and climbed a ladder.
What?
My legs started shaking, and the guys called me Bambi. For the rest of the time, I never lived that down.
Hey, Bambi, how's it going up there?
You gotta know.
You can't take a gutter job when you're afraid of heights.
Oh, my God.
No.
I'd be the same. My knees would be knocking.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Like a real high ladder, I would like. Yeah, I would eat it. I just wouldn't take that job, though.
No,
you gotta know your limits.
I'd never take that job. No way. This person said, Ryan from Kid Coral, he said, we work at a kitchen place. We play this game where we goose each other from time to time. Ooh. Horseplay.
Yeah.
I came out of the cooler. I saw a coworker goosed him. As soon as he turned around, though, I saw the face of a man I've never met before.
Oh, that's uncomfortable.
He was an electrician there to fix the lights.
How you doing?
Yeah, if he would have went for it.
Yeah.
Wasn't expecting that, but
yeah,
I enjoyed it.
Well.
Hello, big boy.
I don't mind if I do.
He said, thankfully, after I apologized, he was cool about it.
Oh, my God.
Don't goose a random ass at work.
No.
Come on, you cannot do that.
It's a weird guy thing. To get involved in touching each other's privates.
It really is.
Like,
that's a weird one. Can you imagine if that was like the thing here?
Like, I can understand like sacking somebody, maybe.
Even still,
but if you kick someone, like if you're kicking someone in the nuts from time to time, maybe.
But goosing them.
But just giving a caress.
A grip. I did a goose on the back door.
Is that this one?
I thought it was like
even
a goose.
Even still,
the ass.
I don't. Well, as long as you're just grabbing an ass, I guess. As long as you're not trying to go, you know, yeah. give them the your girlfriend's running up the stairs move.
Oh, my God. And then this first day electrician. First day electrician. Shorted two cables. Pissed myself. Mm. They called me Sparky ever since.
Yeah. Well, the electricity made him pee.
So. Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah.
That's so bad. You don't want that to happen. Right now, it's time for Ask Dave and Chuck. This is when we take your emails, comments, concerns, whatever it is you want to reach out to us. You can email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com is the best way to do it. Is this listener's parents? Are they swingers? This guy who sent us the email says, I have a theory now, and I'm really worrying that my parents and the neighbor may be swingers.
Oh, they're swingers.
And I need your help. It all started when a coworker was at my parents' house, and they noticed the purple front door. I was then informed of swinger code. Purple doors.
Yeah.
White rocks. Pineapples,
yep.
Black bracelets, okay. All swinger coat. Then I noticed our neighbor has a pineapple door knocker and a bunch of other white rocks. The neighbor on the other corner has white rocks as well.
I mean, these are older people.
How old are these people?
I would assume his parents. That it doesn't say age.
I mean, a lot of older people have white rocks, right?
I was going to say white rocks. I don't know. I've never heard the white rock thing.
I thought we talked about... that sounds familiar to me.
Do you think it means just like the white, like just those white stones?
Those landscaping rocks are just white.
Secrets, your neighbor is a swinger. It comes right up when you look up white rock.
Yeah, there's the door knocker right there.
The pineapple door knocker.
Crazy thing.
You can buy it from a swinger website.
You wanted some white rocks and you just like pineapples.
I know.
And
I know. Do this
and then... garden gnomes, too, are another big sign. Swinger code. There's a whole website devoted to this, so you can look up.
Well, it's probably because there's a million different types.
I don't know if it's happening.
Well,
I just thought people found swingers now on the internet. They don't have to put white rocks out and pineapples.
Seem like that would be the way they would do it.
Easier, right?
If I'm getting into the mind of a swinger, yeah, I feel like that would be easier.
I like to put it out there. I like to advertise
that decorating your property with
different
signals and symbols. And
I like symbols.
Hoping a swinger one day will knock upon your door.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a question, though. Let's just say I go home. And I do all of these things. I paint my door purple.
You gotta wait for someone to come by?
No, like, do you think someone's just going to stop by?
No, I have no idea.
Let's put it out there for a quick second. All right, swingers, come on, fess up. If you drive by a house, it's got a purple door with a pineapple door knocker and white landscape rocks and garden gnomes, all the short signs that there's a swinger living there. Do you just go, hey, how you doing? Just thinking I'd introduce myself. I love your pineapple door knocker.
Besides
and
your
white landscaping rocks.
It's either that or they just have really bad taste.
That or like maybe purple they like or they're having a party. They don't know who swingers are. And then they see that and they're like, oh, okay. And then they go in and then they're open to swinging. Or like maybe they'll say something to the whole. Like,
oh, I see what you mean. Like so, like I have a big pool party. I just happen to have a pool party, and there's other swingers that parents that attend this pool party, and they realize, oh, to us it's a secret code. Like, oh no, we're gonna stick around a little later. Mm.
I have a pineapple cocktail shaker. Do you think people will think I'm a swinger?
Total swinger.
I know I do. I know I do
total
now.
No swinger. One's been over. Though.
I didn't know that.
No one has been there. Just cute. I don't know.
It just shakes.
Maybe I need to put that away.
Probably. I don't know.
You don't want to give off wrong signals, at least. You never know. All of a sudden, someone's running their hand through your hair, and boom.
Yeah.
So, yeah, right here. White landscaping rocks, pink or purple decorations in the front garden, sign of swinger activity. The pineapple door knocker's up there, too. So, like, the whole neighborhood sounds around him. If this is legit, you're living in a swinger neighborhood, and your parents are a full part of it.
It's just so weird.
But you don't know. One,
What it doesn't make sense to me, I don't know who's living on the other side of that door. Like, I'm not going to randomly knock. If I've seen them before and I'm into them, okay, I guess. But I'm not just going to be like, what if, like, you know,
no, I think
Fancy
Andy's
Big
on.
Ass answers the door and then...
I think Andy's on to something. So say, you know, because I've been to some parties where some swingers were there. And I guess if you went to a Halloween party somewhere and on your way in, you're like, okay, the door's purple, the rocks are white, and they've got a pineapple thing. Then swingers at least know that the party that you're going to, the person whose home it is, they're into it. If you're a swinger, they're a swinger.
Yeah.
Someone said, after learning about the pineapple stuff from your show, I told my parents who have a pineapple decorative piece on their front porch. I said, Dad, you know what that means, right? It's like a sign for swingers. He said, no, it just means you're welcome. But then he smiled and laughed at me in a joking manner.
Oh,
so now
my
I'm confused.
God. Oh, my God.
It just means you're welcome.
It also means hospitality. A pineapple does.
Right, but I think in the laugh and chuckle at the end, that is... I'd worry. Mm-hmm. Man. About your dad.
To find out your parents are swingers is a thing.
It is a thing. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that's happening here? Absolutely not. But you know, it doesn't...
It just doesn't make sense to me, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't... Yeah, I think it might be a stretch, but...
I mean, you could be living in Swingerville with all, and all your parents are swinging with all the neighbors, or it could just be they have different decorations. There's a ton of people that have white rocks that listen to us that don't, that aren't swinging.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah. It's just a choice. Some people, yeah, the rocks are.
But see, to me, I think it's when you combine the things together. It's not, if I just saw white rocks, I'm not going to be like, ooh, swinger. But if I was like, okay, there's white rocks with a purple garden gnome and the front door is painted purple and it has a pineapple on it. Then I think to me, it's like, okay, those are, that's undeniable at that point.
Yeah.
Like you don't just make those three choices out of nowhere.
If you've got everything that means swinger in your yard, then I'd worry.
Then at least I'd know. I'd be like, okay, they're a swinger. That's what they do.
Outside of that,
I'm not going to burn their house down. But
thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.